Up to this point, I've never felt the need to upgrade my brakes, or any components in my brakes at any point thus far. Until now. So now I got a new BrakeMaster cylinder. I got the matching clutch side from Super Gear Performance. They were very generous. They reached out to me and they asked me if I wanted to test out their product. Now, I get offered a lot of products, and for most of them, I do say no. I would rather build relationships with these people and genuinely be interested or like their product first. But if you don't know who I am, welcome. My name is Mickey, and I work at Laidlaw's Harley-Davidson. So, working at Laidlaw's Harley-Davidson and working with Matt Laidlaw, being in his videos and helping him with that stuff, has given me a lot of opportunity to try these things out. And the reason I don't do them all is because I don't want to make videos that are just reviews on the things that people are willing to send me. I'd rather, go out and test stuff myself or get recommendations from people in the industry and then try things out myself. And if I'm able to build a relationship with that company, then great, that saves me a little bit of money. But I'm not really going to chase after products just to get clicks or to get free product. That's not really my bag. But let's get into brakes. I am not the most tech savvy person. I can do some basic stuff, but I'm not a mechanic by any means. So I did go to my friend Jose over at Jam City Cycles. Evan came with me to help me get some video footage, and we rode out there. And I got Jose's thoughts on it. And while I got there, he was being interviewed by Otto from Biltwell, which was really cool. So it was nice to see Otto. And once they were finished up filming an interview, then Jose started cracking into my bike. Everything installed really easily. The fit and finish is really nice, so I'm glad about that. I've only put about a little over 100 miles on it, so just a couple times commuting to and from work, and then I hit Carbon Canyon once on it.
I wanted to check my mileage so that I can put some miles on it, and then I want to show you Evan's mileage. So, just a little over 7,800 miles, and then let me show you Evan's mileage here. Hold on. We both have a 2023. I got mine later in 2023, December of 2023, but that's no excuse. When did you get yours?
February of 23.
February of 23, but we both have 2023s, and this is Evan's mileage here. Yeah, 61,000. I'm just a weekend warrior, guys. This is the real deal right here.
There's definitely a difference in the master cylinder. So I've done nothing but the front master cylinder to this point. I would love to start kind of incrementally changing stuff with the brakes just so I can learn about it from a firsthand experience of this is what aftermarket brakes feel like. And once you change some of these components, these are the incremental benefits that you may get or may not get. So on the touring bikes, like mine is a 23 Road Glide ST, and it comes with Brembo. So they're Harley branded Brembos. The stock master cylinder is a Brembo master cylinder, and I'm very used to these master cylinders. I ride these bikes all the time at work, test rides, my bike, and the front master cylinder is very spongy. So I do have linked brakes. So on my bike, I have RDRS, which is the traction control system, so my brakes are linked. And I also have ABS, which kind of changes things. Well, it's different if you have non-ABS or ABS. So all that being said, the front brake lever is very, very spongy, in my opinion, on the touring bikes, which never really bothered me. The brakes work fine. There's just quite a bit of take up before you get to the pressure, and then the pressure is very, very soft. Like if I squeeze on my brake really hard with the Stockmaster cylinder, I can almost pinch my ring finger as I'm pulling it in with my two fingers. The difference with this is that you get that immediate bite out of it. So there's a little bit of take up, and then as soon as you start hitting that pressure, the bike dives. And it took a little bit of getting used to, like leaving out of there and Evan and I heading back to the freeway and heading back to our area. Immediately I could tell the difference just from rolling the bike out and having my two fingers on the brake. I actually been braking with this with just my middle finger. I don't know why, but where it lines up, it just lines up with my middle finger. And I've been using one finger and it's been fine. Every once in a while, my index will creep up on there, but I haven't had to wrap four fingers around it to grab a bunch of brake. Another difference between them is axially mounted versus radial. So this is a radial piston setup. So when you're pulling in the direction on the Stockmaster cylinder, the piston is moving in a perpendicular direction. So you're pulling back and the piston is moving to the side. With the radially mounted, when you pull back, you're actually pulling back on the piston. So for a lot of people, they prefer this because it's a smoother movement and you get a little bit better feel and a little bit better modulation on it. Now, this may vary for everybody. I've ridden a lot of bikes over my lifetime and I've never thought like, wow, this axial just is not what I like. I've never really had that. Is it an improvement? Yeah, absolutely. But is it night and day and to where like stock sucks? No, not necessarily. So rather than listening to an amateur talk about this stuff, I did ask Jose a few questions about his opinions on braking systems. So let's watch that now. What's up, guys? So we're here at Jam City Cycles. This is my buddy Jose, and he's got a beautiful little shop down in El Monte. These guys come in all the time to Laidlaw's and get their parts there because we're local. Yeah. So I was lucky enough to get some of these lever assemblies.
No, so brake front brake master.
Yeah.
And a whole clutch lever assembly.
Yeah. So I came to Jose to help me put them on because I'm not a professional. He's a professional. So I know a little bit about brakes. You know, I know all the components that are in there, but I just kind of wanted to pick your brain on what you think are valuable upgrades, just in general. Not necessarily certain brands or stuff like that, but like on your FXR, you're running Brembo.
Yes.
RCS 19. Yes, so, you know, the different components that people are trying to upgrade is, you know, they're upgrading their lines so they get less flex, right? Yes. They're upgrading their calipers, whether they're axially mounted, radially mounted, upgrading their brake pads, master cylinder. So what, in your experience, what are your favorite upgrades? Like what's important to you? You got PM brakes, but you got standard rubber lines.
Yes.
So what's your kind of your take on braking systems?
Honestly, the most important thing for a braking system, I would say, is keeping up on maintenance on it.
Yeah.
Because like a lot of people do want to upgrade their brake systems because they start thinking, oh, my brakes are mushy and my brake, I'm not braking as I used to. But think about it, like we had some customers come in here, their brake fluid on the reservoir looks like soup. Like it's pretty bad. Like it looks like stew, like, you know?
Yeah.
So that's, I would always tell customers before you choose to upgrade your brakes, it's to just check your maintenance first. If you're still not happy with it, then I would recommend upgrading it. Installing radial brakes on a bike, especially with four pistons, six pistons, dude, once you break those and you put the proper brake bore from the brake master, it ends up giving you the best stopping power ever. So some people, I used to do this too when I first started. When people want to say that they had a single disc bike and they want to go dual disc, I will tell them, I know you necessarily don't have to upgrade the master to the dual disc one, but I learned over the times you can get away with it for so long, but to do it the proper way would be to upgrade the master to the dual disc one, which means you have a bigger bore on the brake.
Right.
So also it's the bigger bore for like the plunger, and then you actually end up having a bigger banjo bolt. But I would say if you end up upgrading your brakes, getting the proper dual disc brake master is important, and also running the proper brake fluid, because if you end up by accident putting dot five on a dot four, you're gonna fuck your shit up. So that's something to keep in mind because they don't mix well. The one thing I do recommend too is buying the proper brake pads. Just know that if you buy the softer compound, they do brake better, but they wear out faster, and then you end up getting a little squeaky. But when you buy like the ones that are a little more hard and a little more durable, they last a little longer, but they don't perform the same.
Rotors.
Oh, rotors.
Do you think rotors is a style thing or is it a functionality thing? Like if I just did rotors, am I going to see an improvement in braking?
Oh, that's a tough one. I want to say,
so there's floating, there's semi-floating. Yeah. So
when it comes to like floating rotors, I personally don't like floating rotors because over time they do get loose, especially if you happen to over time, you suddenly break or oh shit moments happen.
Yeah.
So if you end up having a lot of oh shit moments over time, your brake rotor is going to start to like get loose a little bit. And if you have a solid mounting rotor, you probably won't experience that because it's just solid mounted. I personally prefer solid mounted over floating rotors just for that simple reason. I did have a one time where I had a certain brand of a rotor in the rear, and probably after like 1,000 miles, we came back from a long ride and we were pulling up to the shop and my buddy was like, yo, something feels funny on your bike. And we look in the rear rotor, four of the buttons were gone.
Whoa.
On the rear rotor. So if all the buttons would have came off, that rotor would have probably came off, or I would have been screwed.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, they have different mounting styles, right? They have the traditional circle style buttons, and then they have like the T-shaped ones.
Yes.
Like Brembo has those. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I have everything stock aside from now the master cylinder. So I'm going to see how this is. I'm going to ride it home and kind of get on the brakes a little bit. But I have ABS.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's another thing too. If you have ABS, if you ever ride a bike that doesn't have ABS, when you upgrade your braking system, those things will bite right away.
Oh, the FXRs. Dude.
Yeah, exactly. FXRs. That's an example.
Going from that single piston FXR to like a proper PM is.
But when you have ABS, it kind of like still babies you, you know?
Yeah.
Because you can squeeze your front brake, but then the ABS is going to activate and it's just going to, what is it, stutter a little bit?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I've never activated the ABS on this one. I have done that previously on other bikes. When I crashed my Road King, I actually activated ABS. But yeah, these are a little bit interesting. The mirror mounts, just because of the way that they're designed, they do look a little sport bike-ish.
Yeah.
The mirror mounts are on the inside of the bar rather than the outside of the bar. So I'm going to see how that is. When I crashed that Road King, my left hand actually got tangled up in my mirror stem. And like it took a long time to heal. Like it's still not even normal. So I'm a little bit worried about where the mirror stem is, but we'll kind of see how that goes. And then also some of the adjustments on there, I haven't really messed around with it. Jose took it out for a little shakedown ride, and I'm gonna ride it home right now, but we'll kind of see how this goes, and maybe I'll add more components later. Maybe I'll just leave it like this. Who knows? Save my takeoff parts. I might go back to stock. We'll find out.
But I'll tell you this, the brake, the way the mirrors are mounted, they actually don't look bad.
They don't look bad, yeah.
But also, no, but I mean, like, they also don't look bad when you're riding the bike. The position of them is actually nice, which is weird. Yeah,
okay.
It's different. It's
I feel cool. Like the closer it is to me, the harder it is to see around myself.
So. Yeah, I had to adjust them a little bit so I could see, but
yeah,
it's not bad. It's something different, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people are scared of different, so.
That's why it's good to have friends like Jose. Jose's in El Monte, so Jam City Cycles. Go check him out on Instagram. Check him out on YouTube. And these guys are homies. They build some beautiful bikes, and all the guys that are involved with the shop, all their bikes are absolutely gorgeous.
Appreciate
all your
that.
Bikes
thank
are,
you. Thank
all
you.
Your bikes are ridiculous. So I'm glad you guys are getting some traction, and if I can offer you a modicum of exposure,
thank you.
I would want to
appreciate
do that
it.
As well.
Thank you.
So from my perspective, a layman's perspective, just an average touring rider that commutes to work, and you know, a couple touring trips a year, and commuting to work. I do like it better than stock, but this is not something that, you know, if I get another bike, I'm like, nah, I'm not riding it with that stock master cylinder on there. To me, it's not that big of a deal, but the feel and the modulation, just the feel of the master cylinder and the lever in my right hand does feel a lot better. I really like the fit and finish of it too. I think it looks beautiful. Everything went on very, very well. As we were looking at it and putting it together, the banjo bolt on the stock brake line is a right angle, so I may end up changing that out. But we'll see, I may end up upgrading more things within my braking system, so maybe I'll kind of leave that for now and get to that another time. I'd like to send out a big thank you to Evan for coming with me and helping me shoot this and getting some footage of me riding, because I very rarely have footage of me riding. And Jose is amazing. He and I have become friends. We had a lot of mutual friends in the industry, and he and Poncho come into Laidlaw's quite often for parts because they have a shop not far from our shop. So definitely check them out. It's Jam City Cycles. They have some cool merch. If you're local, please go to them for service, for bar jobs, for tires, and all that stuff. They're really, really good. Don't forget, always support the homies. And finally, check out Super Gear. Thank you to Super Gear for sending me this stuff. I do like it, genuinely. If I didn't like it, I would tell you that I don't like it. And they have other cool stuff that I may be interested in acquiring at some point in the future. I don't need a billion companies sending me things. I like to build relationships with people. So Advent Black, I have a really good relationship with them. They did my paint set, my custom flame paint set. 7G Rock makes custom windshields that did a matching flame windshield. I have a relationship with LaPera. Dante and Mo over at LaPera are amazing, and they made me a flame seat. And so I'm not just getting a bunch of products from anyone who's willing to give them to me. These are things that I genuinely like. These are companies that I genuinely want to support. And it's products that I've already seen in the industry that many people have given me firsthand accounts of them being good products, and I would genuinely use them even if I didn't have that relationship. But thanks for watching, guys. As always, if you made it this far, thank you so much. Make sure to hit that like button. Subscribe if you already haven't subscribed. I started selling prints, my photography prints. So if you'd like to check out my website, I would really appreciate that, because, we got to pay the bills. You know what I mean? I know so many of you guys that watch my channel regularly and comment. I know you guys are super experienced riders, so I'd love to hear your feedback on braking systems. Have you guys upgraded stuff? Is it rotors? Is it pads? Is it, radially mounted calipers? Is it master cylinder? Like, what are you guys running? This is something in the performance side of Harley Davidson that I'm just dipping my toes into. So I like that I'm just doing one piece at a time. I wouldn't want to do a full system because then I wouldn't know which component is actually making a difference. So I kind of like adding it in pieces like this, and I'm really excited for where that's going to lead me in the future. And I would love your guys' feedback. If anybody tried this Super Gear before, I did reach out to Levi because I know he's running their stuff. So I wanted to, you know, kind of get a firsthand account of, is this something I should get, and, you know, take the time to install it if it's not going to work or it's not going to fit well. But that was nice to hear from him. So yeah, let me know what you guys think. Check out the website if you don't mind, and I'll see you on the next one.